Intro: This is an advanced Ableton Live 12 automation lesson, a Ronnie Size inspired breakdown blueprint for warm tape style grit. Over the next few minutes, you'll learn how to take a 16 to 32 bar drum and bass breakdown and turn it into a living, saturated, tape emulated space using only Ableton Live 12 stock devices, macro mapping, and clip or arrangement automation. The goal is a controllable, recallable tape-ize movement, harmonic saturation, pitch and stability, tape noise and moving tails that breathe together. What we're building, you'll build a breakdown section with warm tape saturation that grows and breathes via automation, subtle wow and flutter pitch instability, a tape noise bed and saturated delay slash reverb tails that fade in and out, rhythmic filtered gating using auto filter and clip envelopes, an audio effect rack macro that drives multiple parameters so one automation feels cohesive. Stock devices we'll use include saturator, pedal, redox, auto filter, echo, reverb, glue compressor or compressor, utility, audio effect rack, EQ8, plus clip and arrangement automation. General note: work in arrangement view. Keep your breakdown region selected and use a 1/16 or 1/32 grid for precise automation edits. Step A: session prep and grouping first. Create a breaks group. Put your breakbeat loop or loops on one audio track and group them, CMD or Control G, and call the group breaks. Then create a new audio track to serve as a tape bus. Set the tape bus to receive audio from the breaks track post fader and name it tape bus. This bus will host the analog chain, so you can control it as parallel processing. Step B: build the analog/tape chain on the tape bus. Insert EQ8 first for light cleanup. High pass around 20 to 30 Hz and an optional gentle shelf roll-off above 16 to 30 kHz. Next, add a saturator. Choose analog clip or soft sine. Pick what sounds warmer. Start drive around 2 to 3 dB and set output to avoid clipping. Keep dry/wet at 100% for the bus chain. We'll automate drive and dry/wet later from a macro. Add pedal as an optional second stage harmonic shaper. Use clean or dist, but very subtle. Drive between 0 and 10%. Add redux after that for subtle downsample and grit. Keep bit reduction and downsample very low. Think 0 to 3 bits and downsample up to 8 kHz, used sparingly. Insert echo as a tape-style delay. Sync it to a musically useful division, 1/8 or dotted 1/4 depending on tempo, and start with dry/wet around 10 to 20%. Use the internal filter to low-pass the echoes around 8 to 10 kHz to emulate tape loss. We'll automate echo dry/wet for tails. Then add reverb for gluing tails. Choose a plate-ish or medium hall and plan to automate size or decay to lengthen the tail as grit grows. Finish with glue compressor for gentle bus compression, a ratio around 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1, slow attack, release tune to tempo or auto, and small makeup gain. Step C: macro mapping. Create a single tape grit macro. Select all devices on the tape bus and group them into an audio effect rack. Create a macro called tape grit and map the following controls to it with sensible ranges. Saturator drive, roughly plus 2 dB up to plus 6 or plus 8 dB. Saturator dry/wet, from about 50% to 100%. Pedal drive, 0 up to around 6. Redux down sample, 0 up to about 6 to 8 kHz. Echo dry/wet, 10% up to about 40%. Reverb decay, roughly 1.2 to 2.8 seconds. Optionally set macro 2 to control tape bus volume or utility gain for a parallel blend control. Step D: automating the macro in arrangement. Open an automation lane for macro 1, tape grit. For a 16 bar breakdown, use this automation recipe. Bars 1 to 4, set the macro around 15%, a hint of tape. Bars 5 to 12, ramp smoothly from 15 up to 85% using an S-curve or log curve for musical nonlinearity. Bars 12 to 16, let the macro peak around 100% and then drop quickly on bar 16 for the transition. Use the curve tool, hold CMD or control while dragging, to shape the ramp. Avoid abrupt steps unless they're intentional accents. Step E: wow and flutter. Pitch and stability. You have two practical methods. Method A: CPU free. Use clip transpose automation. Open the clip envelope for the break and arrangement view. Choose transpose and draw a very subtle random waveform in cents. Think plus or minus 5 to 16 cents, with points at 1/8 or 1/16 to emulate flutter. For slow wow, Draw a very low frequency curve over 8 to 16 bars with plus or minus 10 to 30 cents. Method B, device-based. Insert frequency shifter on the brakes track before the group send and automate its fine control using an LFO or mapped clip envelope at 0.1 to 2 Hz with depth around plus or minus 5 to 15 cents. Keep it subtle. Step F, tape noise bid and automation. Create a new audio track with a long tape hiss sample or generate noise using simpler and an oscillator filtered with EQ. Add auto filter and start with a low pass around 6 to 8 kHz. Automate the auto filter cutoff so the noise opens slightly during the breakdown up ramp, offset by about half a bar. Automate the track volume and send to reverb so the noise sits behind the drums and grows into the tails. Step G, rhythmic filter and gate automation on the brakes group. Insert an auto filter pre-saturation. Use the filter's LFO or clip modulation lane, or directly draw clip envelopes for the filter cutoff to create rhythmic swells at quarter or eighth note rates. You can also draw gate-like behavior with utility on slash off or by using quick volume automation. For a classic DNB gated breakdown, automate the cutoff to sit close, between 200 and 600 Hz, then snap open on the downbeat with increased resonance. Use a Q8 map to another macro to boost the peak by 2 to 4 dB and then close again over a quarter bar. Step H, delay and reverb tail automation. Automate send levels from breaks to the echo and long reverb returns. Increase the send from 0 toward 50% during the same ramp as tape grit. Map or automate reverb decay and pre-delay to lengthen tails as saturation increases. Also automate the echo filter frequency to roll off highs as grit peaks for darker tape echoes. Step I, stereo automation and width. Place a utility after saturator on the tape bus and automate width from about 80% down to 40% at the breakdown peak. Tightening the sereno image centers the energy in a Ronnie-style way. You can also automate subtle phase or mid-slash-side EQ moves if needed. Step J, final gain staging and subtle mix automation. Automate the brakes group fader for a momentary duck of minus 1.5 to minus 3 dB when the macro hits peak. This avoids clipping and lets tails breathe. Use glue compressor sidechain ducking for dynamic contrast and consider automating the compressor ratio or threshold to shift the character slightly during the ramp. Common mistakes to avoid: don't overdrive the bus without trimming output. If you map drive and dry slash wet without compensating, you'll clip and lose dynamics. Use utility or saturator output to compensate. Don't overuse redux. Heavy downsampling can thin drums in context. Keep it subtle and automated. Avoid purely linear automation for musical growth. S-curves sound more organic. Remember to raise sends as you increase effects. Automating the macro alone won't be heard if sends stay low. Keep wow and flutter in sense, not semitones. Small values preserve groove. Don't map too many unrelated parameters with extreme ranges to one macro. Test ranges while playing. Pro tip: set sensible min and max ranges on macros and tweak while listening, never blind. Use clip envelopes for fast rhythmic modulation at 1/32 or 1/64 resolution. Freeze and flatten heavy chains once you like the sound to save CPU, then commit. Create a parallel tape print chain, duplicate the breaks and process heavily, then blend with the original via macro controlled utility gain. This preserves transients. Add a transient boost before saturation and automate it down when saturation takes over for perceived clarity. Toggle over sampling only when you render stems to save CPU while working. For extra authenticity, bounce the breakdown to audio and re-import with slight bitrate reduction or mono bounce. Then layer. Mini practice exercise: build a 16-bar breakdown that ramps in tape grit. 1. Make a breaks group with your beat and no bass. 2. Create a tape bus with saturator, redux, echo, reverb and glue compressor. 3. Put those devices in an audio effect rack and map saturator drive, redux downsample, echo dry slash wet and reverb decay to macro 1. 4. Draw macro 1 automation. Bars 1 to 4 at 10%. Bars 5 to 12 ramp to 90% with an S-curve. Bars 13 to 16 hold at 90 and snap drop to 5% on bar 16. 5. Add a clip transpose envelope of plus or minus 10 cents randomish across the breakdown. 6. Make a tape noise track with auto filter and automate cutoff from 3 kHz to 8 kHz between bars 3 and 10. 7. Render a quick bounce and adjust macro ranges so the grit feels warm, not harsh. Recap: this blueprint is all about choreographing small, musical movements, so saturation, pitch and stability and spatial tails interact over time. Use saturator, pedal and redux for harmonic grit, echo and reverb for tails, clip transpose or frequency shifter for wow and flutter, and auto filter or clip envelopes for rhythmic gating. Map grouped parameters to macros with sensible ranges and automate those macros in arrangement for control and recallability. Final coach notes: think of this as creating a tape machine personality, not just adding distortion. Let different elements move at slightly different times. Saturation first, tails a half bar later, echoes after that, to mimic mechanical reaction. Use multiple macros for larger systems, one for grit, one for tails, one for focus. Layer slow well with faster flutter for believable instability. Check in mono, compare a slash B with the dry signal and commit by printing when you're happy. That's the breakdown blueprint. Build it, tweak the macro ranges by ear, and choreograph the timing. Small, musical automation creates the convincing tape life you're after.